Welcome to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast, coming to you from Gilbert, Arizona. We pray that God will bless your time as you listen.
Today's homily is going to be very short. Because we've chosen to read the long version of the Passion account. And I just would like to encourage you to make this Holy Week holy. When I came here 3 years ago, I read that sometimes the devil does not want us to fall into temptation. He just keeps us busy. Because when we are busy, we cannot give time to God. And I think that's a temptation for all of us in Holy Week. There are so many things that we might lose sight of Christ crucified. These days are the holiest days. We are going to contemplate the Son of God on a cross. And our faith teaches us that God gave his life, he emptied himself, as St. Paul told us in today's second reading, to save you, to give you eternal life. Jesus always deserves our best, but in these days, we have to make silence. The Catechism says that prayer is not about having time, it's about making time. You have to make silence in your life because sometimes it's too noisy. And that way we cannot listen to the voice of God. Make time to look at Christ crucified. Place yourself before the cross of our Savior. Saint Ignatius of Loyola says that by looking at Christ on the cross, we have to ask ourselves three questions. The first one is, what have I done for Christ in my life? So we need to look backwards. In my past, what have I done for Jesus? Second question, what am I doing for Christ now in my life? Is my life pleasing to God? Am I loving Him as much as I can? Am I faithful to His love and His will? And the third, the last and most important question. From now on, from this Holy Week on, what ought I to do for Christ? When I see Him on the cross, when I understand that He's given everything for my salvation, what am I going to give Him in return? And this is the last thought I would like to share with you. When I was in Spain, I read a book about an American monk. And the title of the book was The Man Who Got Even with God. And I thought, it's a striking title. Is it possible to get even with God? The only way to get even with that God who sent His Son to save us from sin is to be as generous with Him as He was with us. If He gave everything, we need to give Him everything to get even with Him. So, my dear brothers and sisters, at the beginning, at the outset of this Holy Week, let's ask God to open our hearts so that we may listen to Him, to open our eyes so that we may contemplate His love on the cross, to make silence so that we may make this Holy Week holy, and that way we may walk from now on in newness of life. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the St. Anne Roman Catholic Podcast. For additional podcasts and media, visit us on the web at www.stanneaz.org. Again, that's www.stanneaz.org. St. Anne, pray for us.